Hello.
Hello.
Here's a happy station show.
Calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles. Spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or V,
you're welcome to the world or your happy family.
So hello everyone,
hello everywhere.
From Alaska to Mexico,
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station Family Show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. For this, the 28th of January, 2018. And 2018 is a very important year for us here at Happy Station, and that's because it is the 90th anniversary of the program. Yes, 90 years. Now, the official anniversary, of course, will be happening in November, so that's much later this year. But a number of listeners last year suggested, because last year's anniversary show for the 89th, we didn't want to do anything extravagant. We wanted to keep it very, very simple because 89, it's only 89. And anything could be 89. I can have 89 pens. You could be 89 years old. You can have 89 cups of coffee in a week. It's not really important. But somebody said 90 is a big number. So what about making 2018 a Happy Station anniversary year? Now, that doesn't mean we're going to do anniversary programs every week. Instead, the idea was at the end of the month, do an anniversary program leading up to the official anniversary in November. So today is the first of 11 anniversary programs for 2018. Now, like I said, the programs will always fall on the last day of the month. So this month, of course, it's the 28th of January. Next month, February 25th, March 25th, April 29th, May 27th, June 24th, July 29th, August 26th, September 30th, October 28th, and then November 25th, which will be our main anniversary program. Now, the anniversary is actually on the 28th, but we're doing it on the 25th because the 25th just happens to be a Sunday. So what are we going to be doing for all these programs? Well, each one will have a different theme or different subject, all right? Now, we're not going to tell you in advance what they are going to be. they will just surprise them on you. Sort of like, you know, somebody opens a door and you go, surprise, that kind of thing. So today we are doing our first surprise for you. The subject of today's program, or rather the theme of today's program, are live music recordings made by Happy Station going back to the Eddie Starts era. Now, during the entire history of Happy Station, especially from when the program restarted after the founding of Radio Netherlands, it was not uncommon for musicians to come into the studio and perform live. Now, it was more common during, of course, the Tom Meyer era, and we'll be featuring a number of those as well, but we will have something from the Eddie Starts era. But to begin, let's begin with Tom Meyer and one of his favorite guests on the Happy Station who appeared on a number of the open house shows, Sheila Barnett, with Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better.
I'm superior, you're inferior. I'm the big attraction, you're the small.
No, I'm the major one, you're the minor one. But I can beat you talking.
Really?
And that's not all.
What else?
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Well, I can shoot a partridge with one single cartridge.
Yeah, but I can get a sparrow with a bow and arrow.
And I can do most anything.
Can you make a pie?
No.
No, neither can I. Anything you can sing, I can sing louder. I can sing anything louder than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Anything you can buy, I can buy cheaper.
Oh, really?
Well, I can buy anything cheaper than you.
Well, how about this? 50 cents.
40 cents.
30 cents.
20 cents.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Anything you can dig, I can dig deeper. I can dig anything deeper than you.
30 feet.
40 feet.
50 feet.
60 feet.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
And I can drink my liquor faster than a flicker.
I can do it quicker. Even sicker.
I can live on bread and cheese.
And only on that?
Sure.
Yeah, so can a rat. Any note you can reach, I can go higher. I can sing anything higher than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. No, you can't. No, you can't.
Anyone you can lick, I can lick faster. I can lick anyone. Faster than you.
With your fist?
With my feet.
With your feet?
Or with an axe.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Any school you will went, I could be master. I could be master much faster than you.
Can you spell?
No, I can't.
Can you add?
No, I can't.
Can you teach?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
And I could be a racer, quite a steeplechaser.
I can jump the hurdle, even with my girdle.
I can open any safe.
What, without being caught?
Sure.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Any note you can hold, I can hold longer. I can hold any note longer than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
Know something? He did it!
Tom Meyer and the legendary musical stage actress and singer Sheila Barnett on one of her numerous appearances on the Happy Station show. Now, we will have more from the Tom Meyer era of the program, especially from the 70s and 80s, when it was very common to do these live programs from various locations around the Netherlands and bring together some of the, well, not just Dutch musicians and well-known Dutch artists, but also international artists as well. But we need to go back a little bit further, because Eddie Starts, even though it wasn't very common for him to invite musicians to the studio. It did happen on occasion. We now go to one of those rare occasions when Eddie Starts did bring musicians along to the studio. Now, of course, in those days, when Radio Netherlands was located on Boteland, well, really, it was an old house, so they really didn't have the same kind of space or facilities to bring in a full orchestra, but they did it every now and again. This was a very well-known Dutch vocal group called the Sweet Sixteens. And this program was broadcast, or this excerpt of Happy Station, was broadcast the 23rd of December, 1956.
Yes, friends and listeners, they are Sweet 16. And as I have promised you weeks and weeks ago, for today's pre-Christmas Happy Station program, we are presenting to you the Sweet 16s of Holland, whom you've heard so often in this program, as a certain part of the Netherlands, something of the youth of Holland. I am very happy to say that they are now here in person. And I'm not fooling, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to take this very microphone out of its standard, and I'm going to go around and we'll ask the girls, over 30 of them, I think 33, because some have not been able to come, but most of them are all here, and I'll ask them to say their names, their first names, and I hope they will be pronouncing their names, which will be world famous, as long as they aren't already world famous. And I hope you will understand them very well indeed. I'm introducing you to the girls of Sweet 16s, saying hello to you personally.
Sjaan,
Carla,
Imkje,
Beppi,
Sonja,
Marian,
Marja,
Freddy,
Marijke,
Irene,
Yvonne,
Ank,
Annekoos,
Annelies,
Anderike,
Betty,
Tonny,
Miep,
Truus,
Riet,
Ottilie,
Wil,
Rekke,
Dini,
Jeanette,
René,
Hattie,
en Niet.
Have you counted, ladies and gentlemen? That is complete. The Sweet 16s are here under the direction of our good and mutual friend Lex Kasemeyer, who is conducting this grand show. They're all very pretty. They are of all denominations. Most of them, they're very slender and blonde. Some have dark hair or brown hair. There are brunettes here, and half of them are blonde. Dark blonde or light blonde, they're real kids of Holland, because there's not just one certain type. They're of everything. They have a very international get-up. And these modernistic Dutch girls are here and going to give you a show now, something that couldn't be better if you would be here in person yourself. So the Happy Station, with strengthened transmitters and very good wishes for a good reception, is starting today's Sweet 16 program. Life could not better be. was, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, I've been coming out of bed for this very show. I had the flu all week, and I still got it under my skin. The flu, I mean, not... in a couple of minutes, I'm getting all these girls on under my skin. Life couldn't better be. And here, to the right of me, there is the orchestra. To the left, the girls. And right in front, Mr. Casamaya. And I'd like to ask the girls all, is everybody happy?
Yes!
All right. Mr. Casamaya, take it away with the second number. Baby, let me take you dreaming. You took me dreaming, really. And now, my friends, from the happy station, we'll sound for it now, the quintet here in the studio, accompanying the Sweet 16s today. It's the quintet of Yo Boss. We have here a violin, and we have a piano, and we have a guitar, and we have the bass here, and the drums. And now, ladies and gentlemen, just like life is, up and down. Thank you. You're listening to our special pre-Christmas performance. And the Christmas songs will come a little later, ladies and gentlemen. We are still staying with the world. And how is the world today? I tell the world this is the happy station, Hilversum in Holland, with the Sweet Sixteens and the orchestra of Jo Bos, right here in the happy station studio. Now, there's one number that is very, very popular here also in Holland, and that is Willie Can. Can Willie? All right, he can. Of course, Willie can, with so many nice girls around, ladies and gentlemen. And now, as our next number, by the way, this is our Christmas presentation, our Christmas present for you all, ladies and gentlemen, from the happy station, the Sweet Sixteens. Now, two of the girls are stepping to the fore, and left and right to me, in front of the microphone, they are two sweet daughters. Daughters, they're not both 16, aren't they? But anyway, they are very fine youngsters, standing in front here. Can you see them? Mm-hmm. Well, you don't need television as long as you have your imagination. And so, ladies and gentlemen, here they are, two daughters of Mr. Lex Kossemeyer, who is conducting the show. And they will sing to you, very appropriately, Sisters.
Wearing when a certain gentleman arrived from
I'm not professing that I am that man that's going to be between the two sisters, but ladies and gentlemen, with the Sweet 16s here, and to tell you that this is a very nice and live show, and I'm very glad to be here to produce it for you for the microphone of the Happy Station, I'd like to call one of the girls out who have been abroad recently in England and also in Australia, you know, and I'd like to put a few questions. She's just coming from the third row here on the stage. She's moving to the microphone here. She's a very nice, decent, and beautiful girl. Here, the girls have approvement, and approval, I mean, and also criticism. Otherwise, they wouldn't be girls. So, what is your name, my dear?
My name's Rennie van der Kolk.
And tell me, Rennie, you have been abroad, you have been in England and Australia, I've heard. Can you tell us something about your experiences and about your trip and about meeting those people from abroad?
I've been in Australia after the war, just after the war, and we stayed there for 1.5 years.
Well, Australia is not a land, not even a country. Yes, it is a country, but it's really a continent. Where have you been in Australia?
We've been in Brisbane, Mount Kosciuszko, Sydney, and Melbourne.
Mm-hmm. And when did you return?
In 1947, sorry.
And how did you like the Australians?
Oh, very much, as far as I do remember about it.
And have you any friends out there? Maybe you could say hello to them. They are listening.
I haven't got friends in Australia anymore, only in England.
All right. Then certainly you have to renew your acquaintance very soon. And in England you were too, is that right?
Yes, sir. I've been there 4 years ago for 2.5 months. And I've been last summer, for 7 weeks in London. I stayed there with my holidays.
And with your holidays?
Yes.
What have you been doing? Doing sports and going to the theater and dancing?
Yes, we went out a lot, quite a lot.
Uh-huh, dancing.
Yes.
Did you do any rock and roll around there?
No. I'm not so very good with rock and roll.
But you like dancing just the same?
Oh, yes, good.
But the best of all, I think you like singing.
Very much, yes.
Oh.
Especially the Sweet 16, of course.
All right, that's very nice indeed. Thank you for a little interview, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you also for listening. And now, whatever will be, will be.
Thank you.
Sarah, Sarah, so Doris, Het wel gezegd hebben, hè? Luisteraars, Nederlanders, landgenoten, we kunnen hier ook Nederlands spreken in dit programma, want het is een algemene werelduitzending, daar zijn die Hollanders natuurlijk ook bij. En aan boord van een van die schepen is een vader van een van die meisjes, die daar kapitein is, die kapitein aan boord van het motorschip de Eemland. Meneer de kapitein, Dini, uw dochter, Dini van Altveer, komt op een ogenblik hier bij de Sweet Sixteens voor de microfoon en wenst u behouden vaart enzovoorts.
Hallo papa, ik hoop dat u op het ogenblik luistert. Ik wens u prettige kerstdagen en een gelukkig nieuwjaar, ook van mama en Jos.
And now, you say the same thing more or less to the listeners in English, what you've said. And then they will be able to follow that too. Just say a few words, I spoke to my father.
I said to my father, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Also from mom and my brother Jos. I hope you listen at the moment.
So you hear, ladies and gentlemen, this is a bilingual show. This young girl's father is the captain on board of the Dutch ship, the Eemland, on the way to Brazil. And he is listening in to the performance of his daughter together with all these friends of hers, and the orchestra, and Mr. Kassemeyer, who's conducting. This is Eddie Starts speaking from the Happy Station. And now it's high time, ladies and gentlemen, to stride into that particular atmosphere at this time of the year. And we are ringing the jingle bells. I'm coming out of the sleigh, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm looking for the snow. And I see it's really snow around here in our imagination, because there is white Christmas here today in our studio. White Christmas. wishing you all, ladies and gentlemen, a white Christmas. And now we are winding up by presenting to you, appropriately for this time of the year and in this happy season, a selection of Netherlands Christmas carols. I'm going to announce these carols also in Dutch for the benefit of our many Dutch listeners of this program, or rather to this program. Luisteraars, Nederlanders, landgenoten, u hoort thans de Sweet Sixteens in het laatste en bekende nummer en selectie van Nederlandse kerstliederen. Onder andere, nu zijt welkom, er is een kindeke geboren, de herdertjes lagen bij nachten, komt, verwondert u hier mensen en komt allen te saam. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of our today's special Christmas session. Rather, pre-Christmas, because it's still a day or two before the happy holiday season will be here. We do hope that our today's small contribution to happiness all over the world has been a little success, and we are inviting you to comment about this broadcast, because the Sweet Sixteens would very much love to hear from you. And in addition, those who conducted the show. The Sweet Sixteens were under the direction of Lex Kasemeyer, and the musical quintet was conducted by Yo Boss. We are winding up with the Sweet Sixteens signature tune.
One of the very rare occasions where Eddie Starts invited along musicians to the Radio Nederland studios on Boteland in Hilversum, Holland, to perform live on a Happy Station show. Now, live. I wouldn't say live in the live sense, because the program, of course, was recorded, but the musicians did perform live, but there was no audience. Unlike the Tom Meyer era, where, well, time would have the musicians in the studio, and very often the program would be broadcast first to Europe, so the program was going out live, and there was a live audience. Now, the Eddie Starts live recordings are, well, they sound like studio recordings, and they're not particularly my favorite. Now, we decided to use that segment today because we do know that there are a lot of people out there who do remember Eddie Starts and really enjoy hearing excerpts and Happy Station shows from his era. But for my own personal taste, I prefer the recordings from the Tom Meyer era. Now, Tom didn't just sing with guests. He also sang solo, usually featuring the K Small Orchestra. This is a fun little number called Watch My Dust.
Watch my dust, gonna start it moving. Blow the whistle, you've got a man in mind. Gonna be that kind of man, so watch my smoke gonna start improving. Stop the engine that I can change for you and do the things you never thought I'd do. Just say you like me, that's all that I need to know you like me. Will give me the speed to get to where I want to get to, so switch the track, watch my steam, and I'll be back with your dream. I'm gonna make it or bust, just watch my dust. You'll have a door and a floor and more, and a chair and a bed in your own morning. I am all ready to go, and I'll see that you have your own personal show. And on that day that belongs to you, you can rock in that chair in your own morning. Just watch my dust and you'll see, you're gonna be very proud of me. So switch the track, watch my steam, and I'll be back with your dream. I'm gonna make it a bust, just watch, honey, won't you watch this baby's dust? Yeah!
Watch My Dust, Tom Meyer. When Tom would have a guest on, and they would do a duet together, there were occasions where they would take a very well-known song and change the lyric. They would change the lyric to reflect Happy Station, Radio Nederland, Hilversum, or Holland. One of my favorite is a song called My Kind of Town. Everybody knows it because it was a big song for Frank Sinatra and a number of other artists as well. Well, Tom decided to record the song live in 1976 on one of the live Happy Station shows with Dutch entertainer Herman Emmick. Now, it's not My Kind of Town, Chicago. No, 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 no. They changed it to My Kind of Town, Hilversum.
This is my kind of town. silver sun.
Yes, so right.
My kind of town, the silver sun. My kind of people, too. People who smile at you. And each time I roam the silver suns,
yeah,
calling me home, the silver suns.
Why, I just grin like a clown.
It's our kind of town.
My kind of town, the silver suns.
My kind of town, the silver suns.
My kind of razzmatazz.
And it has,
yeah, what?
All the jazz.
And each time I leave the silver suns, tugging my sleeve, the silver suns.
The happy station, this hill for sun.
It's here, Mom, Emming, this hill for sun.
One town that won't let you down, it's our kind of town.
Thank you. My kind of town, this Hilversum, a little fun version of that song. Anyway, we've actually come to the end of our first anniversary special for the 90th anniversary of Happy Station for the year 2018. Next month, at the end of the month, we will have another one. What is it going to be featuring on that program? Well, you'll have to tune in and find out. To end today, Willem Nyholt and Tom Meyer with another well-known song from the musical MAME that was originally performed by Bea Arthur and Angela Lansbury. It's the song Bosom Buddies. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, brothers, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell you the truth?
Now and again I'm aware that my candid opinion may sting.
Though often my frank observation might scald. I've been meaning to tell you for years, Willem, you should go and see my barber.
Ha! If I went to see your barber, I'd be bald.
But, buddy, we'll always be dear companions.
My crony.
My mate. We'll always be harmonizing.
Orphan Annie and Sandy,
like Amos and Andy.
If I say that your sense of style's as far off as your youth, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will tell you the whole stinking truth?
Each time that a critic has written, your voice is the voice of a frog. Straight to your side to defend you, I rush.
Breaking records, I suppose.
You know that I'm there every time that the world makes an unkind remark, Willem?
They never do.
When they say Willem Nyholt is the world's greatest lush.
Right they are.
It hurts me.
And if I say your fangs are showing, Dom, pull in your claws. It's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will notice the obvious flaws?
I feel it's my duty to tell you, Willem, it's time to adjust your age. You try to be Hamlet, while really you're Macbeth.
I don't see any difference.
Exactly how old are you, Willem? The truth.
How old do you think?
oh, I'd say somewhere in between 30 and death.
That's Buddy. I'll always be good old Snoopy if you be Charlie Brown. And though I'll admit I've dished you, I've gossiped and gloated, but I'm so devoted.
Yeah, and if I say that sex and guts, ooh, made you into a star, it's simply that. Who else but poor somebody will tell you how rotten you are? Just turn to your poor somebody for aid and affection, for help and direction, for loyalty, love, and forsooth. Remember that. Who else but poor somebody will sit down and let